Support for your public radio station comes from our members and from Tompkins Bank of Cast Isle, proud sponsor of the WXXI Business Report. Tompkins Bank of Cast Isle is a local, mobile community bank providing financial services to Western New York for 150 years. More online at bankofcastisle.com.
And now it's time for the WXXI Business Report with Randy Gorman. And Randy, I understand local chambers of commerce are making a joint statement about restrictions that are now in place in Orange Zone microclusters in Monroe County.
Yes, good morning, Beth. The coalition of local chambers out with a statement they say is aimed at encouraging responsible business practices to try and curb the spread of COVID-19. The organization is called the Advocacy Coalition of Rochester Area Chambers. They represent more than a dozen active member chambers from around the region. Mark Cohen is the chief of staff of the Greater Rochester Chamber of Commerce. He says the coalition is re-emphasizing the guidelines about making sure people are wearing masks, observing social distancing, and using good hand hygiene.
One of the purposes of the Advocacy Coalition's statement and stance on this is to show, look, let's get back to where we were and then get even better and show that New York can be the best in the country again. It's not impossible. We were there not too long ago, and we'll get there again.
Now, while this statement from the Coalition of Chambers of Commerce was not too specific in terms of how they feel about the current orange and yellow zones in our area, they did commend the work of Governor Cuomo and his administration in the steps they've taken to try and keep the COVID-19 infection rate down. The State Labor Department late last week releasing the regional unemployment rates for the latest month in October. Rochester is at 6.4%. That is up from about 4% in October of last year, but it's still an improvement from earlier this year in the spring and summer when we had double-digit unemployment. The latest statewide unemployment rate, 9.6%. That is more than twice than what it was a year ago. The Rochester Metro, we told you recently, lost just over 47,000 jobs in October compared to a year ago. A Rochester-based grower of premium organic mushrooms has been awarded third place and a $250,000 prize as part of the state's Grow New York competition. The event attracts entries from around the world. It focuses on strengthening the food and agriculture innovation cluster in the Finger Lakes, Southern Tier, and Central New York. The local third place winner is Leap Foods, which started with George Zing, one of the three founders of the company, developing a growing process when he was a student at RIT. The company grows mushrooms on American hardwoods at a facility in Chilai. The CEO of the company is Jeff Adair. He is the former president of the Monroe County Legislature, also a former economic development official. He tells us this $250,000 win for Leap Foods gives a nice boost to that firm.
We had applied in a previous year, didn't even make it to the top 20. We were very happy to make it to the top 20. We're even happier to get an award this year. So yes, it's total validation of our business plan and our product and our people.
Now, Leap Foods now employs about 10 people. They expect to add about a half dozen next year and eventually get up to around 37 staffers. Meantime, Seus Technology, that's a biotech startup from Israel, won the $1 million grand prize in that competition. The company says it plans to create more than 20 research and engineering jobs by building something they call the New York Poultry Research Hub, which will help commercialize research to aid poultry farmers. And a new grocery store has opened up inside Sibley Square in downtown Rochester. It's called DGX Grocery. A spokesperson says the merchandise mix is geared toward instant consumption. It features a variety of traditional grocery items, pet supplies, snacks, health and beauty items, and home cleaning supplies. Of course, that facility, the former Sibley department store, historic building in Rochester now, is a big complex, including apartments, restaurants, a kitchen incubator operation, all under the auspices of Boston-based Wynn Companies. And that's the WXXI Business Report. I'm Randy Gortman.